What's up, guys? I'm Em.
And I'm Nick.
Welcome into the Ominous Archives. All right.
What's I forgot to unmute us.
I know. Nick was just leaving us here to hang.
Yeah, we were just hanging.
What's up, everyone? How are things for us here in the archives?
Things are thinging.
Things are thinging over here.
They are thinging.
I got nothing new to add. You got anything new to tell the people?
I got a wedding next week.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
What episode is this? What number are we at?
This will be episode 25.
25.
25.
You know what's funnier than 24?
25.
25. I really don't have an intro, so I think I'm just gonna...
Maybe you should cover the hash slinging slasher.
Stop it. That's my next cryptid.
The hash slinging slasher.
Dude, we should make our next podcast about SpongeBob. And just commentate SpongeBob episodes. I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah. Frankie would probably want to sit in on that. Because her brother and
it.
Sister.
We should invite them in.
Yeah. We all just sit down here and they just go at it.
All just watch an episode of SpongeBob.
The way they quote.
Dude, and I would get every reference. See, those are my type of people. I love that.
They quote SpongeBob. Like, it's. I'm like, holy, how did you.
Literally. And you're like, I didn't even know those from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
It's literally one
of my
favorite
shows. Basic ones.
I love it. All right, so on to what I'm actually doing, which is I wouldn't say way less boring than the hashing slasher. I think it's pretty cool. I'm going to be covering a cryptid with probably one of the most wildest names I've literally ever heard, and it's destined to get your attention right off the bat, even though Nick is not paying attention to
me. I'm paying attention.
I'm sure as soon as this, his face is going to snap up.
Always.
So this cryptid is called The Awful. I'm serious, though. That's literally what he's called.
What's awful?
Simply The Awful. That's my cryptid. That's what he's called.
He's just awful.
He's just awful
and
terrible.
No name, no nothing. He's just awful.
The Awful. So the first ever sighting of The Awful took place in the early 1990s. He was seen by two sawmill workers in the small town of Richford, Vermont, which is pretty close to the Canadian border. The men were crossing the Main Street Bridge when they saw this beast-looking thing staring at them from a nearby rooftop of a big building. And while the locals had absolutely no clue what the monster was, they had a feeling that he wouldn't be leaving anytime soon, and they were unfortunately correct. So, what does this thing look like? I mean, you're named The Awful, I can assume.
I have an idea. Pretty awful.
Well, when the two men were asked what this thing looked like, the first words out of their mouth was, "It was awful." Hence how he got its name.
He got his name because he is...
He's just awful. There's nothing else to say.
That's like looking at Archie going, "You're not Archie, you're just Fuzzy."
You're just Fuzzy, and that's his name.
That's his name, Fuzzy.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Was a bear.
Don't make me say the whole thing, please.
He had no hair.
Anyway, they described...
I don't know, he's really fuzzy.
They described it as having gray skin, a long serpent-like tail... It also had a 20-foot wingspan. So fun. Love that. It can fly. And because that's not enough, he has huge claws that could easily wrap around a milk gallon.
He sounds like a Jersey Devil.
Yeah, kind of. That-esque.
In a way, but different.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he looks the most like a lion, I feel, because of the head. Think like lion meets dragon with like scary talons and a tail that kind of looks like a scorpion.
Do his eyes glow?
Doesn't say anything specifically about his eyes.
Yeah.
So, maybe
they're
going
to glow. They should glow.
They probably glow. I feel like most cryptids do.
Yeah, they always have to glow.
Whatever this creature was, it didn't fit the description of anything anyone had seen before. It scared one man so badly that he suffered a heart attack. He eventually did recover, but suffered nightmares for months after. So you can imagine how scary this thing has to look to give a grown man a literal heart attack and months of nightmares. I probably would never recover.
No way.
No. The sightings of The Awful continued over the years, with multiple farmers reporting sightings over their fields. The local townspeople hid in their homes when it landed on their rooftops. It sent people into a major panic. I can imagine. This huge... A scary creature that nobody has any explanation for is just terrorizing our town. Hide, is what I would say.
Hide.
However, What is extremely unusual about this cryptid is that he typically didn't bother anyone. Anyone who ever saw the awful would just say it kind of just watched them.
So it's just a watcher.
It's just a watcher.
Just a watcher.
Until 2 weeks after the first initial sighting.
Oh my God, you were waiting to drop that. I had that. To,
you know.
You were just waiting to drop that.
The awful was seen flying about 50 feet above a Berkshire field near Lost Nation Road. As those lucky, or I guess I should say unlucky enough, to have seen the awful at this time, they heard a strange crying sound that they figured out wasn't coming from the creature. The awful seemed to have something wrapped in its talons, what they thought was a small infant crying. So, of course, an immediate search of the area for any missing child was done. However, luckily, the search turned up empty, so the villagers felt that they must have just been mistaken, and what they most likely heard and saw was a small crying animal of some sort. Most people felt like it was a sheep.
A sheep. Sheep always get the crappy end of the stick.
Right, like that poor sheep. Although, how do you mistake an infant for a sheep?
I don't know. We'll have to get a tape measure and check 50 feet in the air and see what it looks like.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, maybe.
You never know.
I don't think you ever know. Do you ever really fully know?
The next major sighting of the awful happened just a short time after the almost child abduction. Farm wife Oella Hopkins was out hanging her laundry out to dry in her yard when she began to hear her dog start barking insanely loud behind her. Curious as to what was just bothering her dog, as anyone would, she looked up to see what her dog was barking at, and upon looking towards the direction of where the dog was faced, she saw the awful perched on her porch roof looking down at her.
Oh boy.
Obviously, still terrified by the creature, she quickly grabbed her dog and she ran.
Oh yeah.
Might I add, I'm grabbing the first blanket I could find, and me and the dog are hiding under the bed.
It's under the bed or in the closet.
I'm not coming out. When her husband came home, the creature was gone, of course, and having discovered his wife under the bed, he attempted to coax her out, but she refused to come out for several hours, even though it was, like, very much long gone.
It's cool.
Her husband was like, come on, it's fine. She's like, nope.
He could have been it. He could have been the awful. He wasn't home.
Maybe they can shapeshift.
Oh, boy.
Spoiler alert.
We've added like three things to the awful.
They cannot shapeshift. We're just trying to make him sound cooler than he is, honestly.
I mean, he's just awful.
He's just awful. Just like with one of the men who were working on the sawmill, seeing this creature affected Oella for a while after the incident, stating that she felt like she was being watched. She would sleep during the day and stay up at night because of the nightmares that she began to have after seeing the scary creature. Could you imagine, like, not only do you, like, have this, like, annoying-ass encounter with this scary thing, now you've got to have nightmares about it for, like, the rest of the foreseeable. Sightings of the awful became almost never. Reports of the awful spread and eventually reached Lovecraft.
HP.
I'm sure Sam knows all about it. I'm sure Sam's probably like, yeah, no kidding. Lovecraft said to have heard about the creature while visiting some friends in southern Vermont. And once hearing about the awful during this visit, he decided to go and take a quick trip up to Richford and Berkshire, Vermont to investigate the stories. Because, duh.
You have
to. If you're in the area, duh.
Duh. Think you tell me you don't go into, like, the Pine Barrens or any woods and expect to look for Yeti? Like, I make Yeti calls all the time.
If you're around it, heck yeah.
Totally.
He managed to talk to many of the eyewitnesses, and he was fully convinced that the locals he had interviewed were, quote, not in the least mistaken about what they had witnessed. Lovecraft went back to his friends in the southern portion of Vermont, but hearing about the bizarre beast was enough to put his imagination and writing abilities into overtime. Lovecraft would later write, quote, the awful became ample substance for my imagination, and over time the creature became the basis for many of my own fictional inventions. Yet, while the creature gained the attention of one of the greatest minds in horror literature, after 1925, the awful pretty much vanished. There were no more sightings of the creature for countless years, and many people thought that the creature had either died, moved on, or if this was mass hysteria, that the town had just returned to their senses.
Maybe. Because there's the herd. Is it herd hysteria? Herd something. Where, like, House does an episode on it where they're on a plane, and, like, one person is sick with something, but, like, another person freaks out, and they start getting all the symptoms that the first person had. And, like, next thing you know, they're like, oh, it's this contagious thing, and it turns out it's just that one person had it. It was just mass hysteria.
Well, none of that would actually be the case, as at the beginning of the 21st century, sightings of the awful would return without a single sighting since the original ones between 1900 and 1925.
So he comes back.
Yeah, with vengeance. Comes back with a vengeance. On October 19th, 2006, H.P. Alberry wrote an article entitled, quote, "Has the awful returned to Berkshire and Richford?" And in it, he detailed a second bunch of sightings similar or the exact same flying creature that was spotted almost 80 years before. Most of these witnesses had very similar interactions with the creature, as it seemed once again primarily focused on flying around local buildings and just watching. He's just a watcher.
He's just a watcher, man.
A few weeks prior to the publication of the article, a man that Alberry claimed was a, quote, "solid stand-up citizen," who chose to remain anonymous out of fear that people would have thought he was insane, reported the thing swooped down from nowhere and plucked a huge black crow from the upper branches of a tall pine tree. I didn't believe my eyes, but when the thing circled my house, well, there was no denying it. Right, it's like, you can't really, how am I supposed to say no if I see this thing flying in front of my house?
And that's what's the crazy part, like, people are seeing it and you literally sit there and you'd be like, yeah, there's no way that that's real, but I'm looking at it.
Right. I'm seeing it.
I see it. Do you see it? No. It's there. Right. I see it.
Another witness to the creature said, quote, "I remember my grandfather once talking about that thing, but I thought it was just a story, a tall folk yarn. What I saw was no yarn. Yarns don't fly, and stories don't look like that. What I saw was real, and I hope to high heaven I never see it again." Period. Like... Mm-hmm. It's just the pure shock of this thing alone, I feel like.
I'll cover it at some point. I don't know when, but I'm going to cover it. And it's like this guy who is in the, he's not in the army. They're in some jungle. It's like the British Army reports. And he comes running to them to try and get hurt. And he's like all banged up and stuff. And he's trying to explain what it is. And they flip through a book, and it ends up having, like, dinosaur stuff in it, and he points to a pterodactyl.
Huh.
And he says some name.
Get the heck out of here.
Yeah, so we're going to cover that one at some Love. Point. But, yeah, it's crazy.
So a follow-up article entitled, quote, "The awful, sighted again, relic produced," was then released. Some were modern, and some took place years in between the original gap and the sudden resurgence in awful sightings. Lisa Maskell was a former resident of Montgomery Center, said that when she was 10 or 11 years old, she saw it near the Trout River while out with her friends. She said the awful was nestled in the burrows of an old tree near the river, and as the group got closer to it, they noted that the creature was looking right at them.
Oh, of course he is.
They described this creature initially as being incredibly large, with huge wings and a long, strange beak. She also would go and describe the creature as big, scary, and fascinating. She says when she saw a picture of a pterodactyl a few years later, she immediately thought it resembled the awful. So, he kind of looks like a dinosaur.
There you go.
Which is very ironic, because you just were talking about dinosaurs. Super ironic. An older gentleman stated that the creature has haunted the Gibeo area for the last 25 years. He also noted that it didn't bother them as long as they left it alone.
They just watched.
A longtime resident of East Richford claims the most recent sighting has been around the Slide Road area. He then went on to say that you heard the awful before you saw it. It makes a low screaming sound before one listens to the flapping of its wings. So what the hell is the awful? It doesn't fit the description of any other cryptids. It doesn't even sound similar to the mythological creature or of ancient lore. And one witness says it reminds her of a pterodactyl. So what the heck are we looking at here?
Nobody knows.
The first sightings of this type of creature began in the 16th century, Penacook, New Hampshire. Another report of this creature came from Route 55, the road near New Milford, Connecticut, and nearly drove the witness off the highway. He described it as also looking like a pterodactyl. Some have claimed it sounds like a pterosaur-type creature, a thunderbird, or something similar to the Piazza bird of Illinois.
I heard when thunderbirds flap their wings, they make thunder.
Hence the name.
You know another stupid fact? Apparently I heard that when owls fly, they're silent.
Owls?
Owls. Like, oh, W-L's.
Yes.
And apparently when they fly, they're silent.
They're quiet creatures. I love owls. I think they're cool. I mean, they're just cool animals.
Yeah.
They just look sick.
Yep.
Here you go, Nick. One other theory includes that it could be related to the Jersey Devil.
Oh, wow. I was ahead of my game.
In some way, while others suggested it may have been an early Mothman sighting.
Oh, Mothman.
You never know.
That's going to be a long one when we get into Mothman.
Seriously. And then there is the issue of the awful simply just being a hoax or a misidentification.
They just have a really, really big, like, pigeon.
Well, whatever the case may be, and whatever the awful actually is or was, to this day still remains unknown. But with that said, if you decide to take a trip to Vermont and run into the awful, try not to be too afraid. He just likes to watch you.
Mm-hmm. Give him a wave.
Give him a little wave. Just little don't wave. Bother hey, him.
I see you.
Give
you
him a
see
little
me.
Acknowledgement. I feel you like know. You guys will be good. Maybe, he doesn't. Maybe of all the cryptids I've covered, I feel like.
He's not that awful.
He's really not that awful. He gets a bad rep.
He just got the name.
But, like, when I saw the name, of course, like, I'm expecting it to be, like, one of the craziest, like, mm-hmm. scary. He really just minds his own business. It's just.
If you see the awful, you have 7 days to live.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
That's something like me, though. I would see something completely out of this world. And I have no idea what it is. And yeah. I'd be like. That thing's terrible.
Although that's me with the Pukwudgie. I've really underestimated the Pukwudgie because of its size. But, like, all the stuff that thing's
don't
got
mess
going
with the
on.
Puckies.
Right, I'm not messed up. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
And then they'll keep your soul.
Yeah. Push you off a cliff while you're at it.
Always bring your wingsuit.
That wraps it up for me. Yeah. That caught my attention literally right off the bat. Just the name of it definitely. Alone was enough for me to start the research.
Yeah. I mean, the name does that. It makes you feel like you're going to be like, what is happening? What's going on? And then He's just a guy. It's just a thing.
He's just a guy.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
I liked it. I enjoy those ones. Because they, like, that kind of makes me want to go up to Vermont. Yeah, wants me to go up to Vermont and, like, I'm sure they have, like, small little museums for it and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. like, check them out and see it and stuff because it's crazy. I just find it really hard to like, be like, nah, it was a hoax. It was this. It was that.
Mass hysteria.
If everybody was seeing it,
right?
That and like in individual, like everybody was seeing it at different times.
Mm-hmm.
I could see if they were all in one spot and saw it, like it was like in the center of town and everybody saw it, and then kind of like from there stories popped up. But it seems like it was never like a group sighting. It was always like, oh, it was on my front porch. It was on my
tried to
roof. It was here.
It was watching me and my dog.
Stole my sheep. Like
it stole my sheep.
So
forgot about the sheep story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I had to talk about it.
Yeah.
Had to be discussed.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good one. I don't think I've ever heard anybody cover that before.
I found it from our book, from our monster book. Our monster book.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Monster Crypto book.
The Big Book of Monsters.
Heck yeah.
It's actually not the Big Book of Monsters.
It's not.
I can't remember what it's called.
Monsters. It's literally called.
I think it's like, Monsters in America or something like
that. Yeah, something like that. We'll link it. Book.
Yeah. It'll go into the show notes. Oh, hi, Bubba.
What's up?
I think that's our cue. That's our cue. Mosey,
he's coming down to tell us it's time for bed.
It's like 11 o'clock. I got to go to the bathroom. Let me out. All right, guys. As always, rate, subscribe. No, like us. You don't need to subscribe. You don't have one of those yet. Comment. Do all those things to help us out. Help us get out there. If you have your own story of the awful, share it. We got an email.
Yeah, I would really love to hear it.
Yeah. Email us.
At ominousarchives@gmail.com.
And always follow us on our social medias.
The Ominous Archives.
And don't forget to check back. Oh, duh. Before I say that, you have to go check out Samantha's book.
Scare Me Sam.
Her book.
Her podcast.
Her podcast, Scare Me Sam.
It's really late for Nick, guys.
Yeah, it is really late for me. I've been up since 2 a.m. today. It's now 11.
Yeah.
I'm not doing well. But go check her stuff out. It's really good. I enjoy listening to her reviews on books. Definitely piques your interest in the checking out in a different line. I wasn't sure exactly where I liked to fall when I was reading books. I just kind of pick them up and would be like, this is interesting. Is nice. This is not. And she definitely gives you some good insights. So go check her stuff out. And don't forget to come back next week when we dive into more strange and haunted stories in the Ominous Archives. See ya.
See ya.